Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the E-Block.
Yo, 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 you know what it is, man. The Life Cloud Radio Show on the planet, man. Straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial, man, right this moment. It's your boy, the Hood Howard Stern. Q is holding it down from 6 miles to mile high. I got my man, Mo Money in the building, dog. Yeah, it is frozen, bro. It is super frozen, but we go try to get it fit out in just a moment. Got my man, G's in the building. What's happening? Got my man Angry Man in the building. What's the deal? Damn. That nigga's angry for real. That nigga angry off Rizzle. Off Rizzle for Sizzle. Damn. I don't even. Okay. So, Mr. Monk Money. Goddamn. Shit just got too real. Nah, so anyway, you know what it is, man. Social Media Thursday. So, if you got social media, make sure that you hit us up on Instagram and Twitter, man. Hit us up at Hood Howard Stern, of course, my man, Real Monk Money. All right, so hit us up on Twitter and Instagram, and we are frozen. Our audio is working, though, so I'm gonna get this hooked up just a second because our audio is going great. But we're going to end that right now, and we'll get back to the live stream in just a moment. But Monk Money, dog, it's been 7 days since last time, and, of course, last time it was my butt day. This birthday, though. Birthday. Yeah. I said it in my island language. So it's been good with y'all the last 7 days.
No, ain't too much of nothing. You know what I'm saying? You know how you boys do. I keep it low to the floor like that. Ain't really shit popping with me, man. I started a new job.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Congratulations,
thank,
I guess.
Thank you. I really enjoy it.
Yeah. Oh, you already started?
Yeah, I already started.
Okay.
Started that.
Yeah. Shout out to starting new jobs around this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, congratulations on all that good shit.
So come check me out, man. We got local in Ferndale.
Local in Ferndale. That's the name of it?
Local, yep.
Local, like crazy?
Like a local house.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant local, like L-O-C-O, like loco.
Like local.
El Pollo Loco.
No, local, like
remember that shit?
W-A-W-O-Local 33.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what's up, dog. So what kind of cuisine is it in Ferndale?
I mean, it's not really a cuisine, bro. They got a plethora of shit.
A plethora?
They got shit from fucking ramen to motherfucking, what I'm saying?
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, it's essentially what ramen noodles are, but yeah.
Yeah, but ramen.
Yeah, so not actual, yeah. Anyway, dog, yeah, so this nigga say ramen noodles.
Yeah, they got everything with ramen and fucking.
And there's nothing wrong with ramen noodles, just
no,
by the way.
Fried green tomatoes, you know what I'm saying?
Fried green tomatoes. Yeah. I never had that shit, dog. That shit really good.
Okay,
yeah.
That's
for real?
That's
right, I'm going to take your word for it.
Bro, hey. And then on they shit, they put like some pickled fucking watermelon on the top of that motherfucker.
Hold on. What the fuck do that even mean?
Pickled watermelon?
Angry Man looking mad that you just said that shit. Like, I don't know what the fuck is.
That
nigga is looking a little angry. I don't know, man. Yeah. I guess he got a lot of shit on his mind. I don't know. What the fuck is a pickle? What is that shit, though? Terry, explain to me what that shit is. I don't know what that is.
You know, like you pickle like a cucumber to make a pickle. Well, it's like everything is pickled. Like you have pickled cabbage.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You can pickle anything. You know?
Yeah. You can pickle anything. Yeah, like but a fucking watermelon. So what does it taste like? Do it be sweeter? Because
no.
It's pickled?
It tastes a little sweeter.
Yeah,
really?
Like
pickle like, you know, vinegar.
Yeah. Mm. What the fuck? That shit sounds disgusting.
That shit is slap.
That shit sounds disgusting as hell.
Flat,
so what else do they serve, bro? Right. What else do they serve? That shit sounds disgusting.
Yeah, something like a plethora of shit, like black cod, salmon, you know, fillets.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a different look on food.
Okay.
You know, they got
cool.
A new chef in there, you know what I'm saying? He doing his damn thing.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about? It's my homie.
All right.
You know what I mean?
So how you like it, though? How you like being in Ferndale?
I don't even know how Ferndale is. I worked there before. You know?
Okay, okay.
So I ain't tripping about Ferndale. Rainbows everywhere, but back to Rainbows, you can get something good to eat. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
For real, but I mean, all in that little area, man, I got some nice little spots over there. You know?
Okay.
So, you know, up and down downtown Ferndale.
Yeah.
We got some good food around there.
All right, well, I'm taking your word for it. I will not be fucking with the pickled watermelons, though. I still don't understand that shit. I don't even. I won't be fucking with no pickles in Ferndale. That's just about as bad as Bill Maher saying house, nigga. But anyway, we'll get to that in just a minute. But what else has been popping, dog? No new movies or nothing?
I ain't got no movies watching, bro, man. I ain't had time to watch shit, dude. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I feel.
You know, transition to a new job, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got time to watch. I did go see, we did go to the movies. I'm sorry, me and my baby went to the movies and saw
Wonder Woman.
No, I wanted to see Wonder Woman. He didn't want to see Wonder Woman.
Really?
Guardian of the Galaxy 2.
No, how was it?
It was pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good, you know what I'm saying? We didn't go to sleep.
All right, I did. I wanted to see Wonder Woman though. I think, but I'm gonna tell you what though. That Spider Man looked dope as fuck though. I don't know. Now that's how I'm gonna fuck with for real. When did that shit come out though?
June 16th.
Okay.
I had to go
June 22nd. June 22nd. What the? Huh?
And I don't want to deal with that. You know, all the pack.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm like the 22nd. Like, what the fuck?
2 or 3 fifths empty before I go.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because that shit is a bang when it first come out, though. Like, how you think it's going to be, though? You think it's going to be good?
I think it's going to be alright.
Yeah.
Way better than how they did the lead.
Remember the lead
on
Lady. Oh, man. They crucified Wendy Williams for that shit. Yeah, they crucified Wendy Williams for that shit. Yeah. That shit in Lifetime. Would you watch it? Would you have watched a Tupac movie on Lifetime?
You know what I'm saying? No, I wasn't.
Dog, you stupid as hell. You said 10 hours, nah. Right. Anyway, yeah, I would definitely not watch Tupac and Terrence Howard. No, but I heard that shit was terrible, man. On Lifetime, whatever. So, and it was Wendy Williams had did the movie, so she caught a lot of flack behind that.
Oh,
you know, yeah,
right?
Did lead that movie. Yeah, yeah, she caught a lot of flack behind that.
Family wouldn't allow her,
well,
somehow they wouldn't allow her to use her music or some shit.
No, for real?
Yeah,
oh, no, I know.
Yeah, I watched.
And look, that shit probably made it worse too, though. Like, not being able to use the actual music, that shouldn't make it even. Yeah, that shit, to me, it'll make it worse. You think so?
No, they said it.
Oh, they said
it? I felt like the movie should have made the big screen. She was big enough on the star, but she could have hit the.
Right. Yeah, but, well, not the movie as it was made, but, like. A real production, yeah. Okay. So you saw that shit? I didn't see it. Okay. Yeah, I ain't watch that shit either. But I just heard so much about it. 2G's. When's the last time you been on the show, bro?
Man, probably a couple motherfucking weeks, something like that.
All right. So what's good with you? What's been popping?
Man, same old. I'm gonna shout out to my old son, my guy. Junior Prime, I guess it would be, right?
Yeah. Junior Prime.
So, you know, I hope he enjoy himself. I'll catch him in a minute.
Yeah, that's
but other than that, you know, my son's birthday, Cash, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, say it is, man. Shout out to my man, Ace Boogie.
You know, we got the birthday party jump
for sure.
That's pretty much it, man. And Netflix and chilling a whole lot.
So, earlier you mentioned you watching that 13 Reasons Why shit, right?
Yeah, man.
How you dig that shit? Because I saw like one episode. I kind of want to check out. I haven't gotten into it.
I mean, of course, you know, I've never been a fan of suicide.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But, hopefully not. I don't think most motherfuckers are a fan of this shit.
Well, me, I always feel
this,
you know, it's something that it's an option somewhere other than that. That's
yeah.
My last option ever. Never
want
to. It's based on a true story, right? A true event or something, right?
I believe so. Like, don't quote me on that. I'm not certain. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on, like, episode 7 or so, but
yeah.
Everybody plays a fact, like everybody ultimately did, you know what I'm saying?
I don't see,
I always feel the option, but it's pretty interesting. I'm still, you know, haven't finished it yet.
Okay.
But, you know, I watched Iron Fist.
I haven't gotten in that shit yet, though. I heard that shit was dope. You watched that shit?
Yeah, I just jumped on that real quick.
Oh, okay.
I got back into Gotham again.
It just started back on, or?
No, I jumped back
on
like the first season.
Oh, okay, to catch up. I never watched that shit other than like I think maybe two times when it was on TV, and I've been meaning to like just collectively get on that shit, but I haven't got a chance to.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned it, because that's a good way for me to, you know what I'm saying, OD or something.
Yeah, give you something to watch. I feel you. Once you made that transition, so you're good now. You're good. All right, bet. All right, so look, we ain't going to hold you up too long. We started off late already. So make sure if you're checking us out live right now, you can comment on what we're getting ready to talk about now. Now, it's one thing that I mentioned in the intro, all right, and that was about Bill Maher, right? We was going to talk about him saying house nigga, right? We're going to talk about that a little bit. But on the way here, though, me and Angry Man was having a conversation about the three football players from Michigan State who got kicked out of the off the team. Did they get kicked out of the school or just off the team, out of the school completely, over these, like, some rape allegations? Out of school. All right. So we're going to talk about that, too, man. We're going to get some little dialogue popping on that. But which one y'all want to start off first with? You want to start with the Bill Maher thing? It don't matter. All right. So, look, I'm going to throw to the two G's first because we was watching this shit before. We're going to go to Angry. All right, so with Bill Maher, what happened was basically a senator on the show, and I was trying to get the audio before we got on, but I didn't get a chance to get it. But he had a senator on the show. They was talking about something, and the senator said, you know, that we can get you out in the fields, right? So, like, he didn't mean it like that, but then Bill Maher was like, in the fields? Then everybody started laughing, right? Because he made it sound like it was a something racial about it, you know, like, so then Bill was like, he was like, I ain't working in the fields. I'm a house nigga, right? But Bill Maher, white, of course. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie. I found it to be funny. I didn't get overly offended by it. Mm-hmm. Like, am I Uncle Tom? Because I didn't think that he like the most racist motherfucker on earth. I don't think so.
No,
I thought possibly it was bad time, and maybe that joke ain't for everybody.
No.
But it's fucking funny. Like,
it was funny.
It's funny.
Yeah.
So, man, what'd you think, bro? Like, really?
You know what? Like I said, I'm losing a lot of friends on this shit, too, but I don't give a fuck. My thing is this, bro. When we gonna get over comedians making jokes? Black comedians talk about everything.
Yeah, right.
If the shit is funny, it's fucking funny. Yeah. Stop cutting the record off every time a black joke is fucking made.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Since we stopped the book, we'll be in that bitch on our knees until the motherfucking black joke comes up.
Mm-hmm.
By a comedian that's outside of our fucking race.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And the motherfucker that's out here getting mad about it ain't never been a slave, technically. A damn ain't been a field slave.
Yeah.
And motherfucking rats. What the fuck are you mad about? Your relatives that were field slaves, you ain't made them.
Nope. Right.
You're close to these motherfuckers. Yeah. Deal with this, they can get where the fuck you at, so you can't laugh at that shit. Like, fuck, how the fuck do you
really, yeah, right.
You know what I mean? It wasn't like it was a motherfucking politician. Like you said, because bad timing comes with politicians and certain shit. If you on stage telling jokes and it was fucking funny,
I think it's funny. That's what it is.
What's the man name? Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly, yeah.
Because he got a fucking history, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, he got history.
Bill Murray.
Yeah, Joe.
Just like old girl got fired from holding up the motherfucking server head of fucking
the president. Oh, President Trump. he like, huh? Who?
The president. You know what I'm saying? It was a joke, man. I thought it was fucking hilarious, you know. And Bill Marsh, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know why people get so sensitive about the N-word, you know what I'm saying? Once you give shit so much light, bro, that's what makes shit worse, you know what I mean? Like, get the fuck off of it. Like, the other day, dude, I'm at work, this is no good guy, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Rapping, he got this song on, he rapping, you know? He knows he's going to say nigga in the rap.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He ain't breaking shit, you know what I'm saying?
He just rapping.
He broke, though, after he said it. He broke it, look at me like...
he said he broke dead.
He broke
hold
dead.
Hold on, guys.
But you know what I'm saying? Shit, it is what it is. I ain't even tripping on it. You know,
yeah.
Like we say it to each other all the time.
Right.
And he didn't say I'm a house nigger.
No.
You know, say nigga.
No way he said it. Don't matter. The context of it though. The context of it ain't shit.
That's the motherfucking gray area I live in. All right, just to piggyback on what you just said, Mr. Money. Now let's just say I'm a motherfucking platinum rap.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, we crew. We on stage giving it in. Every other word is a nigga word.
Nigga.
Half the crowd is white. Do you stop the fucking concert when they quote your shit?
No.
You turn the mic towards them, then hit the
tip.
Yeah,
he
says. Yeah. That nigga still drawn to the nigga.
I think it's like, sell jazz to the nigga, cut.
Right, right. You stop trying to, you know. Because they
getting their fun today. Sell jazz to the nigga, cut. Fuck that.
Don't say that. You don't see them entertainers to cry. Don't say that.
Right.
Hey,
right.
You.
Don't
say that.
Football coaches got to get back coach. You got the nigga coach on stage with you.
Come.
Nigga coach.
They catch every one of the white folks that said nigga, even though I'm saying it and telling them the same way.
Right.
Come on, man.
Right.
For me, it's all about the context, though. Like, and the context ain't nothing. Like, the context wasn't shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was funny. To me, the shit was funny. I didn't see it no other way. And I know it's probably a lot of protesting ass motherfuckers who, like, you know, they fell out on the floor. Of course, you know, Perm probably came out and said some shit. I'm not sure. You know what I'm saying? I'm a man with the Perm and shit that this nigga won't say his name. But, but yeah, I don't.